WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
12 years ago, the Los Angeles hardcore band Bad Religion released its first album called How Can Hell Be Any Worse? It was filled with a vague but powerful anger. Over the years, Bad Religion has become more musically adept and more politicized. The group released a single with Noam Chomsky during the Gulf War. Their new album, Stranger Than Fiction, is their first for a major label, Atlantic. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Bad Religion is everything I like in a loud rock band. This quintet marshals its standard three chords into big, colorful smears of sound. The singer bellows lyrics that have content if you want to figure it out, but you can just appreciate his voice as music and go with the blare if you like. A lot of what Bad Religion has to say taps into the insecurity of adolescence. That's what the song I just played, called Incomplete, hammers away at. But increasingly, this band of grown-ups, three of the band members are now fathers themselves, is intent on making its despair more universal. On Stranger Than Fiction, the album's title song, singer Greg Graffin yells, "Life is the crummiest book I ever read. There isn't a hook, just a lot of cheap shots, pictures to shock, and characters an amateur would never dream up." The nice thing about this, their eighth album, is that it proves the extent to which Bad Religion are no longer amateurs themselves. When Bad Religion first began, it was part of a Los Angeles movement, a kind of musical nihilism that happened in a town ruled by the show business industry, in which the idea was to make music so ugly that it could never be co-opted as Hollywood entertainment. But Greg Graffin is no dummy. In fact, these days he's a teaching assistant at Cornell working on a PhD in biology. He knows that sooner or later, everything good gets co-opted as entertainment, and has turned the latest Bad Religion album into an honorable example of it.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Stranger Than Fiction by the band Bad Religion. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.